This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's close-up program is Dr. Tom Little. Dr. Little is the superintendent of Yancey County Schools, and Dr. Little is with us on a monthly basis, more times if necessary. He has a special guest along today, Rick Tipton, the principal at East Yancey Middle. Dr. Little, I'll turn it over to you. Tell us what's going on in Yancey County Schools.
Thank you, Steve. I'm very happy to be here, as always. Yancey County Schools are up and going and having a lot of success. We're preparing now for our visit from the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. They're going to be evaluating our district to make sure that we're meeting all the guidelines and so forth. We have been members of this for a number of years as far as each individual school, but now we're going to go as a district-wide Southern Association accredited school system. I brought with me today Mr. Rick Tipton, who is the principal of East Yancey School. We have some exciting things going on at East Yancey, so I'm going to turn it over to Rick and let him tell the community a little bit about what we have going on there.
Thank you, Dr. Little. I do appreciate the opportunity to come out and talk a little bit about East Yancey today. First of all, from the staff at East Yancey, we want to congratulate Ms. Amy Flynn as being the Yancey County Teacher of the Year, and our whole staff wishes her well as she continues on in the pursuit of hopefully being named the North Carolina Teacher of the Year. We're also excited that we have the opportunity to host a group of 44 educators from counties such as Ashe, Allegheny, Burke, Watauga, Avery, and a few other small counties and rural communities. They are associated with Appalachian State University through the Gear Up program, which is a grant program. It stands for Gaining Early Awareness and Readiness for Undergraduate Programs, and it's Gear Up for short. They try to find small rural schools that have had academic success and have innovative programs going on and are able to get things done in their schools. So we're happy that they have targeted East Yancey Middle School as one of those schools that have been able to keep that success going. So we're very proud that on October 22nd, 44 educators, including teachers, principals, and some superintendents will be in our school for a couple hours to interview our kids, our teachers, and then talk to some of our individual programs, such as guidance counselors, our health center, our after-school program. I'm just proud. It's a tribute to our students and teachers at East Yancey.
Thank you, Mr. Tipton. I'm very proud of East Yancey, as I am proud of all of our schools. It's always good to have people come in to see the good things that we're doing, and we are doing a lot of good things in Yancey County. As I said earlier, our Southern Association visit will be coming the early part of November. We have a 7-member team from outside of North Carolina, as well as a couple of people inside of the state who will be spending time with us for 3 days looking at our various programs. So as we get ready for that and as we look forward to the GEAR program coming to visit East Yancey, we're moving along, doing lots of good things in the school system. I appreciate this opportunity to be with you today.
Our guest for today's close-up program have been Dr. Tom Little, the superintendent of Yancey County Schools, and Rick Tipton, the principal at East Yancey Middle School. We thank you for joining us, gentlemen. For Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.